Good morning, 810 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us, as she does after most city council meetings, except when the host of the radio show forgets, as I did 2 weeks ago. I felt very bad about that. Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Hey, Sam, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. And you know, in the breeze, we keep no record of wrong. Not to worry about that. Never. What?
Oh, well, I appreciate that. No, I felt so bad, and it was... It was like 5 minutes after I got done with the segment, I'm like, oh, no. I just didn't call
it's
you.
Nice
and,
to be missed.
Yeah,
it's
these
nice
things
to be
happen.
Missed, yeah.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so it looked like a fairly light agenda from yesterday, which I'm sure means that I kind of had to laugh. I was watching the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting from last week in which Sam Parker made the comment. After 2 hours of debate about this nutty immigration resolution or whatever, he's like, so we're getting ready to pass millions of dollars worth of infrastructure in the next 8 seconds.
And, right.
And isn't yes. that life in a government? Like, you do all of this big stuff that gets no attention, and then, you know, the one little thing, you know, people want to the fight about the dog park, you know, like that kind of stuff, right? So I understand. I sympathize. But speaking of that, you do have budgets coming up. Before we talk about that, I did want to ask, you and I had not had a chance to talk, the governor vetoed the overpass funding.
Yes, and that's how I know that truly Jesus does love me, because had you remembered to call Gulf Breeze, you would have gotten somebody who was probably very much deep in her woes on that day, and nobody wants
I got
to hear
it.
That. Let's see. Let's
I would have gotten. You know, I would have gotten angry yes. morning after Sam instead of angry 2 weeks later Sam, who's trying to figure it all out.
I've done my Tom Hanks, you know, no crying in baseball. I'm here. We're bouncing back, following the lead of, you know, Mayor Terry Fitch, who is fantastic at bouncing back, but it was a huge setback. And so just a reminder, you know, for your listeners, why this overpass matters so much is because the city, going back, you know, over 20 years, has been contemplating ways to get our local residents safely across the highway without stacking up the signals that just causes more delay during peak traffic. In 2019, as we were working with FDOT on PD&E studies and such, we had a horrible tragedy happen inside our city where we had our retired city clerk, Ms. Marita Rhodes at the time, who was stopped to take a left near St. Francis Drive at the overpass, and she was hit head-on and killed by a drunk driver who left the scene. Our police continued to pursue that person. That was, I think, well over a year before she was finally apprehended. But the real sadness is that our lead dispatcher, John Rhodes, is, you know, he had to address that emergency situation with his mom. Mm. And he is still a talented dispatcher with us here in Santa Rosa County. And so Mayor Terry Fitch met with Jared Perdue, who is now the FDOT secretary, and said, what can we do? What is the plan with FDOT? Is the plan to widen the highway through Gulf Breeze? We are built out. If we do that, we're talking about moving hospitals, hotels. I mean, it's not economically feasible. You know, let's have a meeting of the minds. And FDOT really encouraged Gulf Breeze to bring together some consensus, get a master plan so we're not wasting FDOT's time. You might remember, Andrew, how at that time they were talking about roundabouts and a bypass in Navarre, and nobody could really get on the same page.
Right.
So the best advice
I mean,
was,
I even heard people talking about second-level roads, right? I mean, you know, the craziest of ideas.
And I think that was solid advice. You know, there's also, of course, there's been continued debate in Milton. It's very, very hard to get your community on the same page. Jared Perdue's advice was, we support multimobility for you. We know it's, you know, going to be, it would be extremely economically difficult to widen the highway through Gulf Breeze. We support this plan as well, but get your community on the same page. We did that during the pandemic. We did that. We continue to have hold open meetings. We paid for a feasibility study. DOT did their own. The city wanted to bid out the overpass. We took out a CRA loan to do that. And then because of the bridge that had collapsed at SIU in the Miami area, DOT said, look, you know, for safety, we need to be able to own the bridge, design the bridge, construct the bridge, and then we'll deed it back to the city. So the city transferred the money for the design to DOT in order for that to happen. The cost of the project, of course, you know, DOT project continues to go up.
Of course.
We received wonderful state support through Senator Doug Broxson and Representative Andrade, who really were our partners completely through the process. And so we thought we were ready to go last year. I mean, here we have a project fully funded, $9.3 million, originally had been four. The number had gone up to $9.3 million, fully funded. And DOT said, you know, with all the inflation and the costs we're seeing for materials across the state, we think we probably need to go back and ask for another appropriation. That was a setback because for me as a city manager, I want to be able to deliver that project while this mayor and council are in office. There were a lot of conversations had about the risk of what would happen if the governor were to ultimately veto that.
Yep.
And unfortunately, you know, I know that it's a setback for Senator Doug Broxson, who's been a strong supporter, and Representative Andrade as well. But that's where we find ourselves. And so in the end, is our community more safe? Have we done something about the traffic during, you know, the peak season? Where can our community go from here? What we want to make sure is that a year from now, we don't find ourselves in the same situation. And we just become like, you know, Sisyphus rolling that rock uphill. So
what is,
hang
on for just a second, Sam, because I want to ask one follow-up for you. Let me get a quick, since we're not relevant, but we're speaking of, but traffic on the fives, John Pickens. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling on Davis Highway between Johnson Avenue and Olive Road, seeing some delays right there in front of the hospital. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Okay, so what's the plan going forward? You know, hoping for the future isn't a great plan. It may be the only plan at this moment, but what is the plan now to fund this thing, Sam?
So there's three courses of action, right? At the same time, the city has a CRA loan. We have money in the bank to pay for this project. Thankfully, the earnings on our savings is covering the interest on that loan, but it's sitting there to make our community more safe and efficient. So there's really three options. One is to have a conversation with the state of Florida and say the bridge has now, it's 100% designed pursuant to DOT standard.
Mm-hmm.
Oversee the project. Have your project managers oversee it, but let us bid it out without haste. Let us do that. But we will need your permit in order to take that overpass across the highway. That's option number one. But the position has been, understandably so, with the bridge that had collapsed in Miami.
Right.
That was not an option, you know, as we were, you know, told 4 years ago. And then option number two would be, okay, how about we could, in a year from now, when we're able to touch this project again after the veto, can we just make sure that we bid it out without having to go back and ask for another appropriation? Because if we do, we run the risk of another veto, and then where are we?
Right.
And so that would be option number two, is let's bid it and see where that cost, you know, comes in at. Because thankfully inflation is slowing and we feel, you know, good about the numbers. And I say we, meaning our consultant engineers and such.
Sure.
The third option would be that we continue to do what we're doing, that in another year from now, we seek another appropriation, we risk another veto, and on it goes. You know, there are long range transportation planning options that, you know, with federal funding take significantly longer than a local project would. You know, I am very grateful that I was just voted again to be the chairperson of our Transportation Coordinating Committee for the Florida-Alabama TPO, that's
okay.
Advisory. And Escambia, the vice chair, is the development services manager for Escambia, Drew Homer. So what that means is we're going to be able to continue to make this a priority. Escambia and Santa Rosa know that this is about safety. And hopefully we can have some conversations and come up with a path forward. But Mayor Cherry Fitch is very committed to trying to chart that course
okay.
as we're figuring out what to do from here.
All right. Well, I mean, those are all very, you know, rational, sober assessments and possible plans. And certainly I hope that option three isn't what we're stuck with. So hopefully we can get option one or option number two going. And as you say, get the thing built and get people safer and get some multi-mobility across there that has been such a challenge for so many years with a split community like Gulf Breeze is. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for so thoughtfully governing and administering the city and for spending some time explaining that to our people, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 819 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
The History of the Blue Angels is brought to you by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
Blue Angels must be strong, healthy, and fit. So why was there a fat Blue Angel added in 1970? Well, the Blue Angels had used several transport planes throughout their history to support their out-of-town air shows. And in 1970, it was determined that a Lockheed C-130 Hercules was to be the newest plane for the job. But the Navy didn't have any in their inventory that were not already obligated to other missions. So they turned to the Marine Corps, which provided not only the plane, but a full crew as well. This giant 75,000-pound turboprop plane was 98 feet long, 14 feet wide, had a wingspan of 132 feet, and at its tail was as tall as a four-story building. This was one fat bird. So the logical nickname was quickly chosen, Fat Albert. Flying everywhere the jets fly, Fat Albert was and remains an integral part of the support effort for the Blue Angels. She carries the maintenance crew, all the necessary equipment for an air show, plus spare parts and supplies to repair and maintain the demonstration aircraft. If a part was needed but not on board, then Fat Albert could be dispatched to pick them up, as happened the day after a show in Cleveland. The Blue Angels had completed their breathtaking performance the previous day and were heading back home to Pensacola. But on takeoff, one of the jets swallowed a seagull through its intake. The engine had to be replaced, but there wasn't one on board the C-130. So Fat Albert flew to Pensacola, picked up a jet engine, and flew back to Cleveland, all in a matter of hours. The maintenance crew switched out the power plant, and the Blues headed home to Pensacola. Without Fat Albert and her all-Marine crew, the modern Blue Angels air shows would not be possible. And while Fat Albert is usually in the background, she occasionally took center stage to demonstrate her capabilities. At several show sites each season, Fat Albert demonstrated a jet-assisted takeoff for the crowd. Eight solid-fuel rockets attached to the sides of the aircraft helped the C-130 take off at a 45-degree angle in less than 1,500 feet of runway, about half what would otherwise be required. Fat Albert's final JADO ever was performed during the homecoming air show at NAS Pensacola on November 14, 2009. With its high wing, low stance, and easy access cargo compartment, Fat Albert makes an ideal transport and home away from home workshop for the Blue Angels. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Without a doubt, the worst year for the Blue Angels was 1973. Accidents plagued the team all season, and some were calling for the abolition of the team. We'll cover the details next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring, located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
Hobbies could be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow at 10 as Emerald Coast Coins will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel. For years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There's only one thing I hate more than lying. Skim milk, which is water that's lying about being milk.
People sitting on porches, thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night.
Deep thoughts with Ron Swanson. 8:25 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, we've got one accident to let you know about. If you're traveling at the intersection of Spencerfield Road and Highway 90, there's an accident, hit-and-run crash. No road blockage there, but it is an accident that is slowing down traffic. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Other than that, looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking about buying a home, selling a home, both is very common. You sell one, you buy another. Or buying for the first time, or adding, you know, a rental maybe, or a fixer-upper, or, you know, what? I mean, anything. I don't know what you've got in mind. But any of those questions, any of those processes are better if you use Christina Leavenworth as your realtor. She's just, you know, I've known her as long as we've lived here, back when she did the news, and then, you know, started a family, and then decided to start doing real estate. And those of us who knew Christina at the time, you know, we're all, I think, probably thinking to ourselves, well, you know, she's very smart and she's very capable and she likes people and people like talking to her. And okay, but a lot of people try real estate and, you know, it doesn't always work out. Oh, my God. So 6 or 7 years later and she's selling 175 homes a year. Like, wow, that's pretty good. What, you know, because she loves her job. She loves talking to people about real estate. She's a super nerd about it, and she would say that about herself. She can answer your questions and help you ask better ones and just help you kind of figure out what makes sense to you. And also, like, if you're going to make a bad choice, she'll help you, you know, maybe understand that a little bit better, which that might mean kind of saying, hey, I don't think this is a good plan for you. And you're like, why would she try to talk you out of making a purchase that she makes money? Because she's a person before she's, you know, a real estate agent. Like, she's trying to help. That's what you can count on with her. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Let's see. We've got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
New rules laid out today by the Biden administration aim to protect workers from extreme heat. Proposed OSHA rules would require companies to have an emergency heat response plan, regularly scheduled safety training. And also there would be different safeguards for various temperatures, like more access to water at over 80 degrees and paid breaks at over 90 degrees. Looks like Paramount is looking for a partner to merge Paramount Plus.
Sources say Warner Brothers Discovery is interested in merging Max and Paramount Plus, its money-losing service. If the company is successful in reaching a deal, it could start a new wave of streaming partnerships that could put the media industry on more secure ground. Combining Paramount Plus with Max in particular could boost both services and allow them to be more competitive with Netflix and Disney. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And California with a new law that requires bars and clubs to offer drug testing strips to protect customers from spiked drinks. Now, this makes it required for bars to have reasonably priced or free test kits available. It also requires venues to have signs with the message, "Don't get roofied. Drug spiking test kits available here."
Good Lord. And we talked about this earlier in the show. David, thank you so much for the update. But what world are we living in? You know, the premise of society, the premise of a civilization is that you can basically trust your neighbors. You know, you can leave the lawn chair out and they don't steal it. You know, I mean, that's like the basis of society. When you're driving down the two-lane road and you're going 45 and they're going 45, you're hoping they don't want to die today. You know, you're hoping you can trust them not to just run you off the road. That's sort of basic stuff. And we apparently live in a world where women go to bars just to hang out with some friends and have fun. And they're so, perhaps reasonably, concerned about rapist men drugging their drinks that they have to buy a test or get for free a test strip to make sure that of the 100 dudes in the bar that none of them decided to slipper or Mickey that night. I mean, like, what world is this? I'm not saying that reaction is wrong or that the law is wrong. I'm saying, God, how bad have we gotten that either men are like that, or that women think men are like that, or that this happens often enough that that's a prudent choice. I mean, if the bar is that dangerous of a place, maybe the better choice is you don't go to the bar. That's not fair to put that on a woman, but, you know, if you're literally going to the bar thinking I got to defend myself against getting drugged in my drink, good Lord. I mean, how do we have a civilization when that kind of stuff is believed to be true? Because that is the perception of risk, the perception of danger, the perception of civility and trust among your fellow citizens is, I mean, it's not high, right? So that's, I don't know, I heard that story, I was just amazed by it, horrified by it, saddened by it, and the great project of civics is cultivating people who can be trusted and cultivating trust in the people who can be trusted, and I'm not sure we're doing a great job of either one of those right now.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's asking to have his sentencing next week delayed and the criminal hush money conviction overturned because of yesterday's Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity.
Former President Trump's lawyers have sent a letter to Judge Juan Merchan, who oversaw the hush money trial, in a bid to set aside the guilty verdict. It was filed hours after the release of the Supreme Court opinion that said presidents are immune from federal prosecution for official acts while in office.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There are two deaths reported and major damage on some Caribbean islands from Hurricane Beryl, the earliest Category 5 storm ever measured.
We've seen it grow pretty quickly from 130-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday afternoon up to 165. Forecast models not necessarily grasping just how strong of a storm this would ultimately become.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, Jamaica's in the storm's path next tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, 85 and cloudy today. PSC breaking ground this fall on a new facility to house their airframe and power plant aviation mechanic program. This is after they were awarded state grant money yesterday by the Governor's Job Growth Grant Fund.
The college received a Governor's Job Growth Grant that was slightly over $4.4 million to help fund the startup of our airframe and power plant mechanic aviation mechanics program that will be taught in a facility at the airport.
Pensacola State College President Dr. Ed Meadows there. The 25,000-square-foot facility will be built at the Pensacola Airport next to Hangar 3. It'll teach mechanics, but also other advanced certifications will be offered there as well. That money should cover a new hangar, training equipment, and cover operating costs for the program. And it's expected to launch this fall, and the new facility is constructed, it'll be run from ST Engineering's current facilities. Also yesterday, while the governor was in town making that announcement, he also chimed in on President Biden's performance during last week's presidential debate. He says a lot of Democrats aren't that worried about Biden's issues.
They're only saying that not because they have any problem with having a president that has cognitive limitations and is in cognitive decline. They're totally fine to have a weekend at Bernie's presidency, part two.
The governor said the entire nation saw how far the president has deteriorated over the last few years, called the debate painful to watch. Well, an investigation continuing today after a child's birthday party ended up with a shootout. This happened at the Dreamland Skate Center on Sunday. Deputies say gunfire erupted between two people after some type of dispute. Now, luckily, no injuries were reported. Channel 3 did talk with a representative of Dreamland Skate Center. They said it all happened during a four-year-old's birthday party. Investigators say they have identified one of the suspects and possibly have an identity on the second. If you have any information on that, though, contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office or call Crime Stoppers. And a new law designed to protect Floridians from moving scams. Attorney General Ashley Moody said that law took effect yesterday. It requires moving companies now to register with the state, provide clear contracts, and avoid misleading advertising. Work expected to be done today for a couple of statues that'll be going up in Montgomery, Alabama, honoring Rosa Parks and Helen Keller. A bill passed 5 years ago in Alabama that called for the creation of the Alabama natives to be placed at the state capitol. The Women's Tribute Statues Commission is going to schedule two dates here in the near future to unveil those statues separately. It's 8:34 right now. News Radio Pensacola. John's got her traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with that accident on East Spencerfield Road and Highway 90. It is a hit and run crash. No road blockers, but I'm seeing delays in both directions at that intersection. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a hot, humid day today with a heat advisory in effect. 50% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon. High today near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. Staying hot and humid as we go into Wednesday with a 50% chance of rain. High near 94. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we have 85 degrees in Pensacola. It's 85 also in Gulf Breeze and 1 degree cooler, 84 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Markets down, but not by a lot. The Dow down 15 points at 39,153. The S&P down just under 10 points at 54,66. And the NASDAQ down 49 points this morning at 17,829. Your 10-year bond rate down slightly at 4.42%. Gold price is down $1.60 at $23,3730. Silver prices, though, up a dime at $29.71. And Bitcoin down just over 500 this morning, currently trading at 62,704.72. The rest of the crypto market a little bit mixed. Ethereum down and Litecoin up just a bit. Boeing has acquired Spirit AeroSystems for $4.7 billion. The plane manufacturer has outsourced a lot of its production to Spirit over the years, but they're looking to improve safety, and they believe that the acquisition could give them more control over the process. Tom Petty's estate signing a deal to distribute the late singer's music catalog. Petty recorded more than 13 studio albums with the Heartbreakers and 3 solo albums over his career. The Petty estate said in a statement that its deal with Warner Chappell Music will open the door for new licensing opportunities. The cost of your July 4th burger is going to be up a little bit more again this year. USDA economist Megan Schweitzer.
All in total, the price of our burger rose by 4 cents, $2.22 per burger.
And if you want bacon on that burger, the cost is going to be up even more than that. It's 8:37. Your next news at 9. I'm breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even 4-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about 4th of July, Summer Restaurant Week, Bastille Day, Atlas Beverage Class, and so much more. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Mark Lee, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Mark Lee, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Mark Lee, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I got a bit of a thinker for you today. This is a bit of a... We'll see how this goes, okay? The question is, tell me the name of an actor or actress that everyone thinks is great. But in reality, they just play one role over and over and over again. Let me give you an example.
Yes,
okay?
Please.
Bruce Willis.
Okay.
I mean, Bruce Willis basically plays the one part again and again and again and again and again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good part, and he's good at it, and he makes great movies, mostly, you know? But you kind of have to go back to, like, Moonlighting. to find even a different flavor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a knock on Bruce Willis. It's just he found his niche. I mean, you know, for some actors, this is so obvious that you don't bother mentioning it. Like, you know, Liam Neeson plays one role, right?
Right.
Again and again. And, but, you know, people don't say he's like some great actor. They just say he's plays that role a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've been recently watching Tom Cruise movies, The Whole Library. I don't know why we decided to, but we started watching it. So we've been watching everything. I mean, going back to like Risky Business, you know,
right.
And working our way all the way through. We're all the way up to like Jack Reacher. We're in the second Jack Reacher movie right now.
Gotcha.
Because this is, you know, this is fun for us and it's mostly good entertainment. And it occurs to me that, you know, basically aside from Taps, you know, and Risky Business maybe, like Tom Cruise plays one part. You know, and whether it's Jack Reacher or Ethan Hawke or Maverick, you know, he's playing one role. It's a good role. A lot of different variations on that role, but it's one role, right? So is he a great actor or is he just a really successful actor? 437-1620. I'm looking for names of other people that you think are, you know, they are maybe prolific actors and maybe they're good movie stars, but you can't really say they're good actors because they kind of play the one role. 437-1620. John, does anybody come to mind for you, or you drawing a blank?
Do I get a second chance if I get this?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, just because we, I mean,
I was thinking Brad Pitt.
Okay, so I'm going to massively disagree with you about that. Okay. But go on, tell me more.
No, my second choice was Burt Reynolds.
Okay, I would say Burt Reynolds is a good example.
Yeah,
good
okay.
The reason I say Brad Pitt is because to me, Brad Pitt's the exact opposite. Brad Pitt has played a tremendous variety of roles, whether it's from 12 Monkeys or from True Romance or from Fight Club or, you know, Thelma and Louise even. But, you know,
yeah.
I know he's got a lot of roles that are kind of within that kind of Ocean's 11, 12 kind of, that's the
right.
Brad Pitt you think of. But I actually think Brad Pitt is one of the greatest actors of our generation because of the variety of weird things that he has done. And, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith is kind of just the Brad Pitt standard, but other movies are much more diverse in terms of what they present. But I gotta give you an example, like Meryl Streep.
Oh yeah.
Can play anything. She has played everything.
Mm-hmm.
She is easily in the top couple of actors or actresses of all time, in my opinion, because of that diversity of acting potential. And that's what I'm talking about as the alternative. Like you certainly can't say it about her.
Right.
But there are other people, you know, they've been very successful playing their one role. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'll get a ton of texts here. Okay, let's... Danny DeVito. How do you think about that?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But no, I mean, I'm stuck on Danny DeVito a little bit. I'm thinking through, like, you know, thinking The Penguin, thinking Twins, thinking Throw Mama from the Train, and thinking about, you know, from Taxi... I'm not sure. I have to think about that a little bit. I don't want to be short in my judgment.
Ba-ding.
Jack Nicholson, fair, yeah, no range. One creepy, slow talking character. Jason Bateman, good example. Yeah, Jason, and I love the Jason Bateman that we get to see. Most all of the Jason Bateman movies are fantastic, but Jason Bateman plays Jason Bateman again and again and again and again and again. The closest he was to not quite Jason Bateman would have been in the, what was the TV series he did recently about the drug lords in Missouri? Ozark.
Oh, yeah.
Which was still basically him, but just a little bit less quirky, a little bit less fun. Let's see. Will Ferrell, yes. Although I've seen Will Ferrell, like, what was the movie he did with the Apple? No, I can't remember, where he played the Stranger Than Fiction. That's a fantastic movie. And that was outside his range. But yeah, generally, now, I don't know that you can blame the actor. The actor may get typecast, and then they may find that this is successful. Why would you do anything else?
Right.
So I'm not sure you can blame the actor if they've only ever shown us this one slice of who they are. Jason Statham, and I can't get enough of him. Yeah, no. A lot of your action stars, that's for sure. 437-1620, 437-1620. Vin Diesel is like Bruce Willis, though I do like his movies. Jimmy Stewart was always playing Jimmy Stewart, but he was great in all of it. No, that's fair. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Stewart roles are all...
You're right.
That's just kind of Jimmy Stewart. You know, one of the very few accents I don't totally butcher. Kevin Costner and Kevin Spacey. Okay, so exact opposite answer. Kevin Costner plays Kevin Costner. Kevin Spacey can play anything at all. I have seen tremendous range for Kevin Spacey. I think he's also one of the... I mean, you hate to say it about a guy with his character, but he can play any character, and he has played all these different characters. Clint Eastwood. Yeah, that's mostly true.
Right.
You know, Clint Eastwood isn't generally the happy-go-lucky guy who's shooting the bad guys when he didn't run out of bullets, or shooting the bad guys when they murdered the hooker that he loved. I mean, look, every role for Clint Eastwood is pretty much, you know, get off my lawn, whether it's in a Western or not, right? The Rock. Oh, yeah. What's the range on The Rock?
The Rock.
The eyebrow raise is the range. 437-1620. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. He's brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still on Spencerfield Road and Highway 90 in Pace, still dealing with that hit-and-run crash. Not as much delays associated with it. It's off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some backups. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, Pensacola State College is a somewhat new advertiser on the show, and just telling you what happened is the salesperson came to me and said, you know, hey, can you talk about Pensacola State College? Do you feel comfortable doing ads for them? I'm like, yeah, I love PSC. Like, if you'd asked me 5 years ago, I would have been like, yeah, I mean, I like PSC. PSC's good. But then we had both our oldest and our middle go through PSC as dual enrollment students. So they took, for 3 years, they took college credit courses while they were in high school, which is dual enrollment. It's free. You know, you don't have to pay anything. No tuition, no books. It's all free. And they had a great experience. Good teachers that they really enjoyed learning from, and now they've both been at university, teachers that they appreciate even more, and, you know, teachers that teach instead of doing other things and also teaching, class sizes that were good, class variety of class times that's very accommodating for the non-traditional learner, like all of it. And just, and, you know, student teachers who would work with you if you weren't getting stuff. I mean, just a really great experience. And they went to college, went to university as having a year and a half of college credit under their belt. So a very great experience for my family. I love PSC. Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. Back to the question of the day, which was, tell me about an actor or an actress who really is famous and loved and has a lot of success, but doesn't play a variety of roles. Like, they really kind of just play the one role again and again and again. My example of the opposite would be like a Meryl Streep. Or somebody texts in here and said, you certainly can't say this about Tom Hanks. Oh, good example. Tom Hanks has a tremendous range of characters. He's truly an actor, okay? You know, and there's lots of great actors out there. I mean, you talk about Christian Bale or Daniel Day-Lewis, or, you know, there's all kinds of great actors. And then you have your Gerard Butlers of the world. You know, or your Russell Crowe's. You know, I don't know how much variety Russell Crowe, you know, does, but he's, you know, the one role is good. Somebody says Keanu Reeves. Yeah, not a lot of variety. I mean, you could include Bill and Ted as a little bit of variety, but other than that, he's pretty much him, you know. That's pretty much who he is. He's John Wick. He's Neo. You know, he's, I forget the name in Point Break, or the Runaway Bus movie with my brain. Anyway, you know, they're pretty much all the same character, right? Somebody says John Wayne. Okay. You know, I don't
agree with that one.
I don't know enough John. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes.
I would say yes generally, but I don't feel like I know enough John Wayne to definitively say it. Adam Sandler, true. Other than, what is it, Punch Drunk Love? Was that the one that was more the dramatic? But
right, but still weird. He was still quirky self,
still
though.
Just him in that movie. Yeah. All right. George Clooney. Yeah. Yeah, I would say. That's, I mean,
I can see
You might say up in the air is a little bit different, but yeah, I mean, generally speaking, another for Adam Sandler, another for John Wayne, Anthony Hopkins. Oh, I would say Anthony Hopkins is not that. I would say Anthony Hopkins is probably a lot more range than just that. Somebody says here an actor who only ever portrays the same role, even though they're very famous, Stormy Daniels.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. You're funny. That's a good one. I appreciate that. The late Matthew Perry. Actually, I think he had some, but you're right for the most part. Allison Sweeney. I don't know who that is. Sorry, I think she's a younger actress. I'm sorry, I don't know who that is. Leonardo DiCaprio. No, I would say Leo actually has more range. I would say Leo is actually a fairly good actor.
I agree.
Let's see. Jim Carrey, but one-dimensional. Okay, funny, but one-dimensional. John Wayne again. Tyler Perry. I think Tyler Perry has a lot of range because he's played some serious roles and other things too. Jackie Gleason. And somebody is like, who? Well, I mean, that's the age range of people who listen to this show is every age, 15 to, I don't want to put an upper limit on it. I think John Wayne even wore the same suit and hat.
Basically.
Jennifer Lopez, yeah. Oh, no, all right, so now we're going to offend somebody.
Oh.
I had this thought too, but I'm glad somebody else texted it and it wasn't me that had to say it. Morgan Freeman. How much range has Morgan Freeman really had?
Right.
I mean, it just depends. You know, some of the roles are a little bit more serious,
right?
Like in Deep Impact, where he plays just a straight up president. But then, you know, the kind of the God character in Bruce Almighty, and then you move your way down to some of the slightly more sardonic. But it's still a pretty narrow.
Yeah, it's narrow.
It's still pretty narrow. Great at it, but narrow. Somebody says you definitely can't say it about Mel Gibson. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Walken. Say one voice, but many roles. Sylvester Stallone. Somebody says Joe Biden always plays the same part. now people are getting in on the jokes. I like it. Oh, man. There's a lot of good answers here. Well, anyway, I thought that was a fun topic we could get into. Somebody says Denzel Washington. I would disagree with that, too. Although he does play that stern, tough role.
Right.
But he has also played an amazing variety of other characters as well. I can't think. Will Smith would be a great example of range.
Even though
he does play a lot of the Will Smith, he's also played Hancock, and he's also played, Pursuit of Happiness, and also played I Am Legend. I mean, he's also played a lot of other things as well. Pardon me. 8:52 here on News Radio Pensacola. That was your frivolous topic for the day. Name me a character or an actor who is well known for playing pretty much just the same role over and over and over again. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave real quick so you can't yell at me too much. Julia Roberts. Go, John.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and Pensacola State College is proud to air the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars, Thursday, July 4th. Heard live at the Hunter Amphitheater at Community Maritime Park. This free outdoor concert presented by Peter Mugier will honor the United States Armed Forces and feature a mix of patriotic music and popular favorites. The symphony starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 with the 4th of July fireworks and can be heard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the 2024 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach, and you can hear the narration right here on News Radio Pensacola. Bring your radio and tune in starting at 11, or stream it on your phone to hear the narration from the News Radio team, plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWhirter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by the Life View Group, Gray's Granite, and the Stuart Markey Group. Be sure to bring your radio to the beach to hear the Blue Angels on News Radio Pensacola.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz.
Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And the Socapella is once again proving that it doesn't get better for everyone after high school.
I saw this morning. A friend had posted this on Facebook, and it made me laugh. The text on Facebook says, please copy and paste this to your status if you're constantly being asked to copy and paste things to your status by people who copy and paste things to their statuses. Many people won't copy and paste this, but my truly sarcastic friends will copy and paste it because they're sarcastic by nature. If you don't copy and paste it, then this means you hate bacon. And if you hate bacon, the government wins and a unicorn dies, possibly puppies as well. And occasionally baby goats, but never dragons because of something to do with tomatoes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good.
Funny.
The wasteland of squalid, poor entertainment and intellectual stimulation that Facebook often is exceeded itself with that one.
It
so
did.
That was fantastic. What was the other one I was going to tell you? Oh, this... This joke made me laugh more than it should have, but okay. Here goes. What do you call a Tesla when it gets stolen? An Edison.
Oh.
Burn!
Dang.
All right.
On that note.
John, John Pickens got traffic on the 5.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing with that accident that happened on East Spencerfield Road and Highway 90. No road blockage associated with that, and now some minor delays. So good news on that. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
You like that, Edison?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Once I got it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, this is vicious.
I know.
Pretty good. All right, 8:56 here on News Radio Pensacola. Couple of just minor follow-up thoughts on the debate. You know, Nancy Pelosi, when she was on the Sunday shows, her answer to Dana Bash was, it was not a great performance in a debate, maybe, but, you know, the implication being that Joe's really something better than this most of the time. I think that's the word. I hear this a couple of times in the news the last couple of days was the Democrats saying that he had a poor debate performance or was a bad performance. As if he's really something different and this was kind of almost a misrepresentation. You know, like it was he's a great quarterback. He just threw 4 interceptions in that game. You know what I mean? But he's still a great quarterback. Which I think most of us recognize that what was scary about that performance was that it seemed very on brand, mm-hmm. given the progression he's been making for the last few years. The other thing was, trying to gaslight us all into thinking that we didn't see what we saw or hear what we heard or, you know, infer what we inferred. You also have, this kind of, I don't know if it's fake surprise or real surprise, you know, the, we didn't know he was that bad, you know, we're so outraged. How did you not? I mean, I was surprised. But only because of the degree. We've been talking about this for years. Did you mm-hmm. really not pay attention? Or is it like they knew and they weren't that surprised, but they're acting surprised because they feel like they have to act surprised? I mean, you know, there may be some truth in that. I don't want to get into this so late in the show, so I won't. I'll save it a different day. I have a thought about the whole concept of debates and how they relate to your ability to perform the job and stuff, because I have a lot of thoughts about that. We just haven't had a chance to talk about that. Hey, if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle or, you know, if it's time, you're wondering what do you want to buy, Frontier Motors, great selection. 300 different cars, trucks, vans, sedans, Jeeps, sports cars, all kinds of stuff on the lot. And you can drive as many as you want. Drive 2, 3, 5, 6, 8, 10. I don't know. Drive as many as it takes. And drive one outside of your range. Like, you're buying a pickup. Okay, good. Drive a couple of pickups, see what you like, and then test a Jeep. Or an SUV, or maybe even, I know you hate to hear it said, but, you know, try a minivan. You might discover, nope, that's why I don't want it. I mean, either way, you learn something, right? You never know. Frontier Motor, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, future news. Does the ruling affect any of the Trump cases?
Yes.
Maybe just a maybe some element of it, and certainly the Department of Justice allegation within the Trump case, but otherwise, generally, I would say no, but we'll find out. Will Biden abuse this power?
Yes.
Since he now has a more declared
immunity?
I'm
going to say yes.
I'm going to say no, but it does make you question who's running the country and what they might do with this newfound immunity.